We're doing Brachot, we're up to the 6-wide line. I'm a Rav Atzaba Ashashit. If there's feces, but it's in a glass vessel called an Ashashit, even though you see it, you could read Shema because it's covered by the glass vessel. So that's fine because the Torah only tells you to cover it.
It's transparent? No.
Yeah, transparent. You see it. Clear as day. It's covered with saran wrap. That's mutah. Why? The Torah says it's got to be covered. And it's covered. So even though it's in a saran wrap, no, it doesn't look too nice, but the maise, you're allowed to read Shema because the Torah just said it's got to be covered. So that's covered. What about erva, private parts that have to be covered? If they're covered with something glass that's transparent, you can't read Shema. So if there's something immodest going on through the window, someone dressed immodestly outside the window, even though you only see it through a glass window, but the Torah says, Torah says you shouldn't see things that are immodest. Okay, so you're seeing it.
Well, you would say even if it was see-through clothing.
What?
Even see-through clothing would be a problem.
See-through clothing would be a problem when it comes to that erva. Yeah. Yeah. It depends which erva. Yeah. Because like on a head covering, as long as it's covered, that's okay. Even those little things that they cover their hair with, that's lace, and you could see through it, that's still okay. It's covered. Maybe it's not okay for a bracha. It's okay for their hair covering. Maybe for a bracha you could say that mitzad that not. Maybe not. Maybe not. The question is how much you could see. I don't know. It's a good question. But there's room to discuss, you know, how see-through is see-through. I don't know. Because tight clothing isn't see-through. You're not seeing anything.
Right, no, but...
Is a stocking see-through?
Stocking.
That's a good question. Amar Abaye. Tzoah kolshum vatla berok. If there's only a small amount of tzoah present, so you could just nullify it with some spit. Amarava over Rokaveh. Rava says, okay, provided that stick spit that's going to cover it. Amarava tzab guam nechsan lo alav kol kachma. Rava says, if it's in a little hole in the ground, just put your sandal over it and read Shema. Ba'amau bered Ravina, tzad vukab sandalo mai. What happens if it's glued to his sandal? Now remember, dog do, well, that's not called tzoa. We said that dog feces have to be in, with the hides. Right, otherwise it doesn't have a foul enough smell to constitute tzoa.
It has to be with the hides.
With hides, if you're using it for tannic acid, you're using it for tanning hides, then it has a terrible smell.
I thought it smelled so bad that you could use it.
No, we saw the Brice and Amad Aleph. ולא כנגד צועת כלבים בזמן שנתן אורות לתוכן. Here it said tzoat klavim and tzoat chazirim, right? Yeah. So that's a take. Amar Rav Yehuda, akum arum sum kol kakach kenegdo meir akum filu yisrael nami yisrael pshit alei da asur ala akum itztich alei ma od itay meir vichtivu bu asher b'sach amurim b'saram im akach amur ba'al ma hu. I might think he doesn't have a din erva just like other creatures don't have a din erva, neither does he. Just like by Noach it's called an erva, so too by them it's called an erva. So this supports the kuzari that you have domem, tzomeach, chai, medaber, yehudi. The Gemara had a hava amina that the chai is different from the yehudi, just like the Adam and the Yehudi are different. There's different as the difference between Yehudi and the Chai. So that's, you see this in the Gemara. Here you see the concept that the Kuzri develops.